Chris would like to know this.
What is it that makes muscles go bigger when you exercise?
So how do you build muscles up and what's the best way to do that?
So the key to this is that not all exercise does this in many ways. So it's very much about the load that you apply through the muscle. It's the same phrase, it's quite interesting. We talk about stress and we have to apply stress, and it's a biological stress that you apply to the muscle. So when we think about the muscle adaptation, which in essence is the idea of hypertrophy, which is that the muscle in itself bulking up, what's actually happening is that it's the muscle in essence resisting the load that's being applied to the muscle. So if I apply a greater load to the muscle, then I'm going to create a greater stress. If I create a bigger stress, I produce more fatigue. If I produce more fatigue, I produce more biological adaptation. Now, the trick with it is that if I'm applying only a light resistance, so for example, I go to the gym and I lift a very light load, I can do lots and lots of reps. And actually what I train there is more the endurance of the muscle. If I want to make the muscle bigger, actually what I've got to do is apply a heavier load, but I can only do less reps. And what starts to happen is one of the misconceptions is that we increase the number of muscle fibers. It doesn't happen in the human. What we actually get is a hypertrophy. We get an increase in the size of the fiber. And the thing that fascinates me about this is that if you take somebody who's never done any kind of strength training before, they will actually report quite quickly that they feel like they're getting stronger. And in fact, the load that they lift increases quite dramatically, but the muscles haven't got bigger at all. And the reason for this is what we start to see in the probably the first 8 to 12 weeks is you get a heightened neural recruitment of the muscle. So we actually recruit more motor units. And over time, as the muscle starts to adapt and we get an increase in the cross-sectional area of the muscle, the neural recruitment starts to decrease. It'll be heightened compared to where we were at baseline, but it starts to decrease. And that's because we've engaged more of the muscle fibers and we've now got the fibers are actually larger in size.
So when you say the neural recruitment, say I want to lift something, message comes out of my spinal cord and activates the right muscle groups to do the lifting. But as I train that response, at least in the early stages, rather than say 10 different groups of muscles fibers turning on, I might be able to train myself to turn on 20 all at the same time, and I'll get more force out even though I haven't made the muscle physically stronger.
Correct. The reason for that is partly because we don't know what the movement is. So the movement is actually alien to us.
So is that my nervous system rewiring itself to make that movement occur more optimally then?
It's, in essence, that's exactly what's happening. I mean, people talk about muscle memory, which I don't think is a great phrase. But if we think about it in that concept, the first time you do an action, you go and see somebody who's doing Olympic lifting, they're lifting a bar, never done it before. The bar is moving all over the place. There's poor coordination. So what we do is we recruit what are called the synergists, which are the support muscles. But over time, the prime movers that are involved in the action start to become dominant and the synergists start to decrease. So that will explain why the neural recruitment goes down, because we're not recruiting these additional support fibers.
So if we want to be able to bulk up a muscle to get the best of both worlds, we need to train not just the reps, how long we can go for and get good blood supply into the muscle and so on, but you've got to stress the muscle in terms of lifting very heavy loads beyond what you would be comfortable lifting in order to stimulate it to grow more.
Correct. And the key to any adaptation, it doesn't matter whether it's strength or endurance, is you have to move beyond the biological habitual level. And the greater the amount of fatigue you produce, the bigger potentially the biological adaptation that you're going to produce. So if I want to get a hypertrophy of the muscle, I've got to lift around about 85 to 90% of my maximum effort. Actually, weight strength training is really easy. It's just two numbers. It's threes and fives. So if I want to get hypertrophy, then all I've got to do...
This is muscle getting bigger.
All I've got to do basically is three sets of five repetitions. I can hear gym coaches now going, no! If I actually just want to increase the pliability of the muscle, I want muscles that are stronger but not necessarily bigger, I just do it the other way around. I do fives of three. And so if I'm doing threes of fives, so that's three sets of five, I'm doing more reps, so I can actually afford to do, I'll do a lighter load. If I do it the other way around, I'll do it with a higher load. And that changes the biological adaptation.
There you go. Now you know what to do down the gym as part of your New Year workout program. Thank you, Dan.